Lesson number three, the internal vowel lilt of the Irish dialect. You've all heard the observation, of course, that the Irish dialect is a very musical tongue. There are many types of Irish characters who speak with an enormous amount of pitch variety, and with a pattern that tends to begin with the utterance high up in pitch and range and sliding down progressively toward the ends of the sentences or utterances. But as you can hear now, that external melody pattern is not essential for creating the impression of authenticity in Irish dialect. It does intensify the dialect and give the impression of a more ethnic Irish character. But there is a different pitch trait, which is extremely important and pervasive throughout the Irish speech, regardless of the locale or the class of the Irish character. And that is the fact that almost every vowel you pronounce, especially those in stressed syllables, has the tendency to finish up at a lower pitch than it started. If you have an ah sound, for example, it would go not ah, but ah, 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 and go straight and then drop off in pitch. Or oi would go oi, oi, oi. Now this lilt is especially evident on diphthongs, oh, oh, or eh, eh. Where the second stage of the diphthong finishes up on a lower pitch than the one before it started. Now, what I'd like to do with you here is to simply carry on a bit of a gibberish conversation in Irish lilt. And you follow along with me, just going dee-da-da, da-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da, da-da-dee-da-da, da-dee-da-da, do-da-dee-da, do-da-do, do-dee-da-da, do-dee-da-da, da-da-da-da. Now, you realise we don't have to go dee-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da, where we're going all over the place and coming down to dee-da-da-da-da-da. Just the dee-da-da-da all by itself will do that. Now, what I'd like you to do at this point, which would be really a very good idea, would be for you, before you go on to any of the further lessons, to go back to the earlier part of this tape and listen to all the other vowel changes that we've done already that were growing out of the resonance, and listen to the fact that almost every one of those also had this characteristic lilt. And in all of the speech that I've been doing throughout the entirety of this tape, we've got that basic lilt coming down like that. And go back and repeat all of those lessons. This time, pay attention not only to the vowel sound migrating forward because of the resonance, but also find this lilt extension that goes ah, ah, and drops off like that. And after you finish that, we can go back and look at some specific sound changes now that get even heavier into this lilt extension. But for now, that's the end of the brief lesson introducing the concept of the downward lilt in the vowels of the Irish speech.